Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 8th, 2019, Belmont Stakes Day. And in spite of the fact there's no Triple Crown on the line, it is a fantastic card at Belmont. Hope to make a lot of money, and these will cover some of the races today. As always, this podcast sponsored by AmWager. Go to amwager.com, AmWager.com. Legal online betting in the U.S. Eligible for accounts in many states with lots of perks and lots of great tools. You can also get the written version of this blog, the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. Going to start early on the card on a big 14-race card at Belmont Saturday. The third race on the card is one of the stakes. Post time is 12:47 Eastern, 9:47 Pacific, and that is the Easy Goer Stakes. And personally, I plan to bet both Majid and Grump's Little Tots here, if anywhere above 3-1. I plan to use all six horses in doubles and pick threes. We'll discuss the pick threes in a second because there is a single, which is the only horse to use in the pick threes in the fifth race. Majid could be a lone frontrunner in this short field if Saez takes advantage of his early speed. He's won three in a row, all since moving to the barn of Rudy Rodriguez. The last, a one-turn mile over the track, which is no different from this one-turn mile on a 16th trip. Saez rode him to a wire-to-wire win last month, and the effort earned a 96 equibase figure, which is competitive with nearly every horse in the field in most of their races. The exception is the 103 figure Outshine opened. Earned when second in the Tampa Bay Derby, but that was a two-turn race months ago. Outshine opens at 9-5, so the value is with Majid. Outshine earned a 93 figure at 7 furlongs before the Tampa Bay Derby, which is not as good as the 96 Majid earned. Heavy morning line favorite Always Mining earned 109 and 104 figures in March and April. Big efforts, of course, which beat this field if repeated and have no horse drastically improved. But again, those were around two turns. And his 99 figure in his last one-turn race is not that superior to Majid's. Rudy Rodriguez wins 25% of the time with his horses back-to-back, so I'll take a shot. The other horse I mentioned is Grump's Little Tots. Ran poorly in the Wood Memorial when last seen, but opens at 12-1, compared to 9-5 for Outshine, who also ran poorly in the Wood. Even though Grump's Little Tots gets North American leading rider Irad Ortiz Jr. for the red-hot barn of Jason Service, and these two jockey-trainer combo wins 40% of the time, going back 200 races over the last nearly 2 years. In a one-turn mile, one race before the Wood, Grump's Little Tots ran off by six lengths, and that type of effort couldn't be one he rebounds to here. All six can win, so we'll play them on one of the pick threes. This is a great race to get started. Easy Goer Stakes, race three at Belmont, post 12:47 Eastern, 9:47 Pacific on Saturday, June 8th. Win bets. Majid and Grump's Little Tots both win 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool, which helps you maximize your profit by selecting the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the math is done for you based on the odds. AmWager.com, among many other perks and tools, has a great dutching tool, automatically allocates your money for you. No exactness in the race, but we'll play pick threes here because there will be a single in the fifth race. There's two tickets to play. I think they're very much worth playing. The first uses Majid and Grump's Little Tots in race three. In race four, use Daddy is a Legend, Rushing Fall, and Beau Recall. And in race five, use Come Dancing. You can also play the doubles of Majid and Grump's Little Tots in this race with Daddy is a Legend, Rushing Fall, and Beau Recall in the fourth. The second pick three is using all six horses in this race, with Daddy is a Legend, Rushing Fall, and Beau Recall in race four, with Come Dancing in race five. Both cheap tickets. One is $6 and the other is $18 for a buck. Moving on to race four, that is the Just a Game Stakes. Post 1:22 Eastern, 10:22 Pacific. And I don't think Daddy is a Legend should be 6-1 that she is on the morning line, but I'll certainly take it. She won the Lake George last summer at Saratoga in impressive fashion on a firm course. Didn't care for the soft turf next month in the Lake Placid. 2 months later at the Valley View Stakes at Keeneland, she absolutely would have won, in my opinion, if she didn't try and duck in and went through the temporary breakaway rail. She was fine after that, but it cost her the win. breakaway rail did its job, which is really fantastic. Daddy's Legend came back to miss by a half length in the Grade 1 Matriarch after being 10 lengths back early, took the winter off, returned, and rallied from 8th to 2nd in the Distaff Mile on Derby Day. So here's a filly mare with a proven at the level and coming up to a big race, 2nd off the layoff in the Distaff Mile on Derby Day. The time off caught up with her, and she tired back to 3rd after rallying from 8th to 2nd, still only ahead from the runner-up, who is Get Stormy. Franco has ridden Daddy's Legend in 6 straight, gets along with her just great. She gets 6 pounds from Beau Recall, which is kind of important in these kinds of races, who beat her length and a quarter last month, and that weight break could help her run well enough to post the mild upset if she improves nicely 2nd off the layoff. But Recall won the Distaff Turf Mile on a mild upset at 10-1. Probably shouldn't have been that odds, considering how sizzling hot the Cox Barn is. Since changing trainers in December, she's 3-4-4 with 1 second. And with Cox winning back-to-back at a 33% clip the last year and a half, But Recall must be taken seriously. Next, we come to Rushing Fall, a favorite of mine, but badly overbet here, opening at 4-5 on the strength of a 7-for-8 record. She hasn't really beaten much, and the 108, 105, 103 figures she earned her last 3 are not even as good as the 111, 110, and 107 figures Beau Recall earned in her last 3, nor the big 119 figure Daddy's Legend earned when 2nd in the Matriarch, or the 107 even Daddy's Legend earned when 3rd the Distaff Turf Mile last month. I'll use Rushing Fall defensively, particularly as Chad Brown's horses win a 1/3 of the time back-to-back, but I'm sure hoping either Daddy's Legend or Beau Recall wins. In the Just a Game Stakes Race 4 at Belmont Post, 1:22 Eastern, 10:22 Pacific on Belmont Stakes Day, Saturday, June 8th. Win bets, Daddy's Legend and Beau Recall at 2-1 or higher. Again, when I'm making multiple win bets, try and use a Dutching tool. They're all over the internet, but you get one free at Amwager. It helps you make the most money. Exactus, Box, Daddy's Legend, Beau Recall, and Rushing Fall. Then play an exacta. Daddy's a Legend, Beau Recall, and Rushing Fall over. Daddy is a Legend, Beau Recall, Rushing Fall, and add Get Stormy. For the trifecta, we'll play the same type of ticket in the trifecta we're going to use. Daddy's a Legend, Beau Recall, and Rushing Fall over. Daddy's a Legend, Beau Recall, Rushing Fall, and Got Stormy. And in 3rd, the same 4, Daddy's a Legend, Beau Recall, Rushing Fall, and Got Stormy. Couldn't play doubles if you didn't win the opening leg of the pick 3, but if you played all ticket, you don't have a problem there. But you could play a level using Daddy's Legend, Beau Recall, and Rushing Fall in a double with Come Dancing. In the 5th race, the Ogden Phipps Stakes on Saturday, June 6th. Post time, 2:01 Eastern, 11:01 Pacific. Yes, Midnight Pazoo is an exceptional racehorse, having won 3 graded stakes in a row. And yes, Escape Clause has a shot, as well as she nearly beat Midnight Pazoo last time out in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom. However, Come Dancing is in another league right now. And when combined with the fact she has a big early pace advantage in the short field, she should win, although most people will agree, and that's why she opens at 6-5 compared to Midnight Pazoo at even money. Come Dancing ran big 3 back in December. 2 Breeders' Cup Filly Mare winner Marley's Freedom when battling neck and neck for the last 6 furlongs in the race. Then she destroyed the field by 8 in the Distaff Handicap in April. Proving that no fluke, Come Dancing won the Ruffian Stakes by nearly 7 over the track at Belmont at a mile last month. And the extra 16th here should prove no problem, particularly as no other horse really has shown the desire to lead early. And if they do, they'd be committing pace suicide. So Come Dancing has a pace edge. No real bets here to play, unless you didn't play the pick 3, in which place you can bet Come Dancing at 6-5 or higher. In the exacta, there's no point in playing Come Dancing and Midnight Pazoo. There is a little value with Escape Clause, so I'll just play some exactas for fun here. Box, Escape Clause, and Come Dancing. Box, Escape Clause, and Midnight Pazoo. Moving on down to the big one, the Belmont Stakes, Race 11. Post 6:37 Eastern, 3:37 Pacific. And I'll start by saying there's no doubt War Will has a great deal of competitive spirit. In spite of fighting his jockey in the early stages in a few of his races, when he's asked to run his best, he does respond when a lot of horses will just say forget it. even after the incident in the early drive in the early stretch of the Derby, where we'll re-engage with maximum security for a number of strides before tiring. Then, we're allowed to make run in the Preakness, where we'll took the inside path and ran very well draw off by a length and a quarter, earning a career-best 107 equibase figure in the process. The biggest question I have about him repeating or improving upon his Preakness effort in the Belmont is related to his pedigree and the ability to run as well at the distance of a mile and a half. Horses outrun their pedigree all the time, but considering none of the sons or daughters of Sire Warfront have run well at the distance on turf or on dirt, I will look elsewhere for my top contenders and win bets, although I will not discount War of Will when it comes to playing exactas, trifectas, pick threes, pick fours. Sir Winston is my top choice. He may only have a career record of 2-for-9, but the second of the two wins was in the Display Stakes, an important stakes for two-year-olds at Woodmine last fall. Returning 2 months later in February of this year, Sir Winston finished well in the late stages when fourth behind Tax and the Withers, rallied for 11th to 5th behind Tacitus in Tampa Bay Derby, and after a troubled trip went 7th in the Bluegrass and not having enough points to run the Derby, Sir Winston was pointed to the Peter Pan 4 weeks ago as a prep for the Belmont. The same prep the top two finishers, Tonalist and Commissioner, ran in 2014, and when the Dwyer was run on that weekend up until 2010, also served as a prep for Drosselmeyer and Flydown, who ran 1-2 in the 2010 Belmont. Joe Rosario rode Sir Winston in the Peter Pan and will once again be in the saddle for the Belmont. And it must be noted, in 2014, when Tonalist won the Peter Pan and the Belmont, Joe Rosario was up for that as well. Although Sir Winston earned a 101 equibase figure in the Peter Pan, which is shy of the 107 World Will earned in the Preakness, is the same as Tacitus earned in the Derby, I think Sir Winston can improve a lot, more than enough to post the upset here, particularly as he has been rested and he's been freshened a little bit since the Peter Pan and was off, of course, before the Derby. So he's much fresher than the horses that have run in the Derby and Preakness. Master Fencer may not have been fully acclimated to U.S. racing when he ran in the Derby, especially with the 20-horse field and water being splashed in his face as soon as the gate opened. It appeared he really didn't know what to do and resented it as the field broke, seemed a bit taken aback by the water kicked up. So Leperu just let him drop back to last in the 19th in the early stages, and he was as far back as 23 lengths behind the early litter. As the race went on, Master Fencer started to run more confidently, and I think by the end he was rolling, beating just 4 lengths at the end. He galloped out second on the turn behind original winner Maximum Security, and has put in a good, strong series of workouts at Kentucky and Belmont Park since the Derby, so I think there's upside here. And considering his Derby effort earned a 106 figure, I think Master Fencer deserves a good deal of respect. Now to Tacitus, the other favorite in the race. He was rolling faster than most horses in the last quarter of the Derby, earning a career-best 107 equibase figure when beaten just 3/4 for third. He'd won 3 races in a row prior to that, including the Wood. And in that Wood, he recovered from early trouble when he nearly fell, after which many horses would have given up. As a son of Tappet, who sired 3 winners recently, Tonalist 2014, Creator 2016, and Tappet 2017, there's no question Tacitus doesn't get the mile and a half. And Printer Belmont won the race in 2010 with Drosselmeyer, so he knows what it takes. In addition to those four, I think we have to use Everfast, who closed for second in the Preakness. He comes from dead last. He'll be rallying far back, probably passing some tired horses here. In the Belmont, race 11, Saturday, June 8th, post 6:37 Eastern, 3:37 Pacific. Sir Winston's a win bet at 3-1, at a place bet at 5-1 or more. Master Fencer, maybe a smaller win bet, maybe not, 4-1 or more, at a place bet 6-1 or more. Use a dutching tool if you can. For the exacta, Sir Winston and Master Fencer over. Sir Winston, Master Fencer, Tacitus, World Will, and Everfast. Then reverse it. We want to try and get really good here with some profit if we're right. And the reverse is going to be Sir Winston, Master Fencer, Tacitus, World Will, and Everfast over Sir Winston and Master Fencer. Optionally for a buck, you can play Sir Winston and Master Fencer overall and maybe turn that around. For the trifecta, we're going to play the same kind of ticket. Just take a shot here. We're going to play Sir Winston and Master Fencer in first. Sir Winston, Master Fencer, Tacitus, World Will, and Everfast in second. The same five. Sir Winston, Master Fencer, Tacitus, World Will, and Everfast in third. The second ticket. Sir Winston, Master Fencer, Tacitus, World Will, and Everfast in first. Sir Winston, Master Fencer, and Everfast second. Sir Winston, Master Fencer, Tassis, Warwill, Everfast third. The strategy in these tries is to keep Warwill and Tassis, the two favorites, out of running first, second, and trying to maximize profit in that case. So we would get beat if they run 1-2. Thanks so much for listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. You can get the blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicap and get All Stars blog. Check out Amwager. They're kind enough to sponsor this, which we really appreciate. Have a lucky day on Belmont Day, and talk to you next week.